It's time again for the Giant Foam Finger, a special sports-themed edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm a writer and editor with NPR Music, and I'm here with Gene Demby, the lead blogger for NPR's Code Switch. Hello, Gene.
What's good, Stephen?
Well, what's good is there was an enormous amount of sports over the weekend.
So much sports.
We wanted to talk this week about the U.S. Open. The men's final was Sunday, and after a three-hour rain delay, you had this incredibly gripping and exciting match. Novak Djokovic beat Roger Federer.
Right.
They were the top-ranked players in the entire tournament. This was like Goliath versus Goliath.
Right.
You know, white-knuckle match. That's boring. We don't even need to talk about it.
Yeah, it was an epic match. They're 21 and 21 against each other in their 42 head-to-head matchups. They're like perfect foils for each other.
Yeah. It was very exciting, and thus we don't need to talk about it.
They are somehow the less gripping story of the last couple days in tennis.
The women's final was supposed to be a coronation of Serena Williams.
Yep.
She had won the three major titles leading up to the fourth and final major tennis title of the year.
Right, which would have given her the Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam.
The Calendar Grand Slam. She's already held all three of the major titles, but this would have given her all four for the same year, which I don't think has been done since like Steffi Graf in the
late 80s.
Or something.
Yeah. And I mean, it's kind of semantics to say she doesn't have a Grand Slam because she won the previous US Open and then the first three titles this year.
Yeah.
But because it's not all in the same calendar year, which is just so dopey. I mean, come on. She has the Grand Slam.
Right, yeah.
We're talking about the Women's US Open Championship and not talking about either of the women who actually played it.
Absolutely. And they played like a fairly good match, but I mean, like, they're not sort of very well regarded. I think neither of them won the top 20 players in the world.
Flavia Panetta, who won, spoiler, won the U.S. Open. She was ranked 26th, and she played against Roberta Vinci, who beat Serena Williams and was completely unranked.
Right, absolutely.
The odds makers going in gave Vinci was like 300 to 1
or something like that,
and Panetta was like 100 and some to 1. I mean, I'm sure Serena Williams was, you know, 1 to 5.
Right, sure,
whatever.
Sure, and it's like I think they're the first two Italians that ever played each other in the finals, and it was a big deal, and they both had huge upsets to get to the finals. I think Panetta beat Halep to get to the final.
Yes.
It was a big deal that they got there, and everyone was like, congratulations on your epic tennis, and no one wants to watch this now.
There's this weird kind of rooting against Goliath, rooting for the Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk all the time in other sports about like, oh, the Cinderella upstarts in the playoffs who come through and blah, blah, blah. Here, like, you had Cinderella versus Cinderella, underdog versus underdog. And it seemed like a lot of people tuned out.
Because the dominant narrative, like you said, had been, here's Serena Williams' march to this Grand Slam, this calendar Grand Slam. And that was the thing we were all looking forward to. It's like impossible to do. And Serena Williams has sort of like become, I mean, she's not compensated that way, but she is sort of our Michael Jordan, she's one of those figures who is understood, and like the consensus is she is the best player in her sport. A lot of people made the argument that she's the greatest American athlete living right now. I think that's a pretty compelling argument.
There's a very compelling argument to be made there. I mean, she's won, was it something like 20-some titles?
Yeah, she's won 20.
Like,
had she won, she would have been tied with Steffi Graf. And so the argument is sort of like, it's Serena Williams. I mean, the storyline is Serena Williams versus history now, right? Because she doesn't have any sort of contemporary peers.
Right. Certainly the greatest player in a generation.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, she'll probably meet and surpass Steffi Graf sometime next year.
Sure.
But, I mean, this is such a hard thing to do. And so I think people were sort of rooting for her. But, like, if you look at her, look at her record over the last year, it's one of those things that's, like, it's true, like, in a lot of sports, like, in basketball and baseball and European soccer, like, the better you are, the more you have to play your sport, right? And so, like, Serena Williams has played more matches than anyone all year. I mean, like, in terms of big majors, right? Because she's always advancing to really late rounds. So there's, like, more mileage on her. It's really hard to be that good, that great, you know, for so long without sort of having one slip up.
Well, and it's an incredibly taxing sport. And what drives me nuts watching tennis, and this drives me nuts watching all sorts of sports, is when announcers on TV feel qualified to psychoanalyze the athletes they're watching. And so clearly the pressure got to her, the weight of history is on her shoulders. And I always feel like, you don't know.
Absolutely right. Like, she could just be having a bad... Well, do you think... I think part of... It seems like like there might be like an the effect that you see at the Olympics, where everything becomes about the personal narrative of the individual athletes, because so many of the sports are sort of about individuals. We know so much about the personal histories of the athletes, tennis players in particular, right? I mean, look, cut to their wives or their significant others, or Drake in this case. Drake, you've ruined everything for everyone.
I think if we, at the very least, we can blame Drake.
Yeah, we can blame Drake. I think that's a consensus opinion. I think.
One of the narratives that was really interesting to me about this particular match, there's all this talk with underdogs of like, if you believe in yourself, you can do anything. And we talked about that when we talked about winning.
Sure.
Somebody asked Vinci after she beat Serena Williams, like, when did you think that you could win this match? And was clearly going for like, I believed in myself and therefore I can do anything. And Roberta Vinci, God bless her, her response was never.
Exactly. That was... She was so winning in her. Yeah. I mean, it was this weird moment. Like, everyone was really disappointed that Serena had lost, but she was like, really open. She said,
I'm sorry.
So she's like, I know you guys were here for something else, you know. And it was really candid. Like, I mean, we're not used to seeing professional athletes sort of talk about doubt, right? I mean, that's not an emotion they're allowed to feel or express anyway.
Well, and what's funny about it is like, she had this realistic view that athletes are not supposed to express, and yet she won.
I think the only people probably more upset that Serena didn't advance than Serena Williams was probably like CBS, ESPN.
The
broadcast it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's such a, I mean, the match that Serena lost was like during the workday.
Oh, we were all covered in the middle of the newsroom. We were all hovering around the screen.
And like, not only that, but like my Twitter was just exploding with, you know, just point by point updates. And then the actual U.S. Open final.
I was like,
When I searched for Panetta Vinci, like 2/3 of the tweets were in Italian.
If you look at Federer, is his greatness is sort of enhanced by the fact that he had to have this rivalry with Nadal, and now it's Djokovic. I mean, those things sort of enhance his.
Yeah.
And I think Serena, she is sort of the draw. She is the draw in women's tennis. And so, I mean, this is the thing, is the irony again. Like, she is the tennis establishment in so many ways, right? Yeah. Even though I think she still has the stuff of the underdog on her.
Yeah. Well, speaking of underdogs, congratulations to Flavia Panetta.
Well done. Thanks for ruining our summers.
And we would love to hear all of your thoughts on this at home, on the women's match, on the men's match, on Serena, on other players who did not play in the finals. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or on Twitter at NPRPCHH. You can hear full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour every Friday on iTunes or at NPR.org or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks so much, man.